shores of El Pacifico. Bill Hendry.
Well, I think the real scientific tragedy of the ClimateGate email affair.
It's been in the press over and over again that this president has received far more death threats.
Instead of joining us on the right side of history, all
the help committee bill in the Senate was a total Democrat
bill.
Crap.
Right on, boys. Definitely going to wonder who the Canadians are from here on out, that's for sure.
World famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. And every night, it's Alice in Wonderland through the looking glass of media. This hour, protesters take to the streets of New York to protest the coming terror trials in the city of New York, as opposed to them being in a military tribunal type setting. Reminder that we're on our website with live streaming video as well as live streaming audio every night at philhendryshow.com. If you want to watch us do the show as well as listen to the show, you can take it over there.
Yeah, take your ass over there.
Man.
What?
What do you mean take your ass over? Just take it over there and you'll enjoy it. Also, at twitter.com/PhilHendryShow, it's a staff-operated Twitter site, so Jace and, Bud and Robert and all the guys are over there. And you can also, of course, go to Facebook and, hang with us over at Facebook at facebook.com/PhilHendry. Now, I have this story here. Protesters slam holding 9/11 trial in New York. Coming up in just a moment here, we're going to have Don Berman from Channel 19 News in Los Angeles. He is an Emmy Award-winning news man. And is going to give us a little bit of, sort of background on this in terms of the story itself. Because my understanding is there seems to be some sort of, controversy concerning crowds, crowd size, etc. But the story goes along these lines. Several hundred people rallied in the rain near Manhattan's federal courthouse complex to protest the plan to put major terrorism suspects on trial in New York. Some estimates were up to 1,500 people. The Attorney General Eric Holder announced that the U.S. would put Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and four of the detainees at Guantanamo Bay Prison on trial in federal civilian court in New York City. Anger at the Obama administration ran hot in the crowd. One person held up a sign calling Holder disgraceful and despicable. Another sign said, Obama Holder, jihad from within. That's some pretty powerful stuff. 877-876-PHIL. Don Berman joining us from do we have him?
I'm trying to find
Well, when we get him on the line, okay. Anyway, Don Berman is going to join us from the newsroom there at Channel 19 News to give us an idea as to how they are reporting the story over there and what they think about the story in general. We got Don on the line right now. Don, how are you doing?
I'm doing very well, Phil. Thanks for having us on.
Don, the story, as I said, you heard a little bit of it. Protesters slam holding 9/11 trial in New York City. They're calling Holder and Obama, Obama Holder, jihad from within. Supporters of the 9/11 Never Forget Coalition say the five defendants should face a military tribunal instead. And there was a statement of support for the rally posted on the coalition's website. It was signed by actor Robert Duvall, Brian Dennehy, John Voight, Danny Aiello, Robert Davi, Elizabeth Hasselbeck, and others. How are you guys viewing this in the news business? From what standpoint, how are you writing about this? Is this a grassroots movement that's going to get bigger as the trial commences?
Well, let me tell you where this story really is so that your audience has some perspective. This is not a story at all. Today, on Fox Television News, Sean Hannity was caught once again with his hand in the cookie jar, in the proverbial cookie jar, as he showed another piece of videotape that was not from the rally in New York City in front of the courthouse. It was from some other rally, from some other file, some file tape that they found, as Hannity has done before. And he showed a crowd purported to be 2,000 or 3,000 people. And as a reporter and as a newsman, and I anchor three newscasts a day, and I have won Emmys, and I don't say that to say that I think I'm something special, but Sean Hannity is not a newsman. He's a news commentator, and for him to put up fake, phony footage, showing supposedly 3,000 people at a rally, or 1,500 or whatever he said it was, when they weren't there, I think is despicable. And I put a call into Fox News to tell them so, and also to tell them that if that's the kind of man that they have hosting on their network, then they might as well hire me, because at least I have a video on my television program, on our 10, our 11, or our noon report, which is actual and real and factual, and is not concocted, dummied up, and put together with spit and gum. Now, this was the message that I left with Roger Ailes at Fox News.
No, hold on for a minute. You say that Sean Hannity had a piece of video today.
Yes, today. He was saying that there were 1,500 or 2,000 people in front of a courthouse in New York protesting the fact that the terror trials would be held in New York. And he did this with a straight face. He did this without cracking a smile, without winking at the camera, without doing anything that you would, that would give you the sign, some sort of a sign that, oh, thank God, I know he's just kidding.
And, well, what would make you think that Sean Hannity's going to kid about anything? I mean, he, when he does news and he does information and he does opinion, he does it very seriously. So obviously, you're accusing him of trying to put one over on the audience.
Well, if that's the case, if he wasn't kidding, then yes, that's exactly what I'm accusing him of.
Well, all right, so how do you know that this tape or this film footage or whatever it was...
It was videotape of some other rally. For all I know, it was some book signing by... It could have been a book signing for Sarah Palin, for all I know. I don't know what it was.
All right, how do you... All right, but how do you know?
How do I know what?
How do you know that that was not actual video of 2,000 people in Foley Square in New York... Four blocks from where the terror attacks took place.
Because there, how do I know that that isn't true?
Yes.
Phil, let me tell you something. I am an Emmy Award-winning news anchor. And when I tell you that there is no way in the year 2009 that you're going to get 2,000 or 1,500 people into Foley Square in New York for some kind of a protest having to do with something that was 8 years ago, and I'm not belittling 9/11. I'm not belittling for a moment the sacrifices and the terrible tragedy. But there's no way on a rainy day in New York you get 1,500 people.
So your opinion is based upon
1,500 people in the Foley Square in New York on a rainy day. It ain't gonna happen.
Your opinion then. Is based upon...
It's not my opinion. It ain't... I'm telling you, it didn't happen.
Wait a minute. You're saying... How do you know it didn't happen?
How do I know? Phil, how do you know that rain comes from the sky? Because there it is. It's coming down, right? How do I know that 2,000 people weren't in Foley Square protesting the terror trial? Because it's New York City on a rainy day. In the year 2009. That's how I know.
You're telling me there's no way that 2,000 people would come out to protest these terror trials being held in New York. Why?
There's no way it's going to happen. This was 9 years. Do you understand that the country is trying to move past this? The terror trials, we're not trying to move past 9/11. We're not trying to move past understanding that terrible tragedy. But we are moving past it in another sense that it's impossible. I'm telling you right now, it's impossible.
Don, you're basing this on opinion.
I'm not basing anything on opinion. My understanding was I was told by my assistant that I would be on your program to answer questions pursuant to the terror trials. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Then why am I involved in an argument with you within the first 15 minutes?
I apologize. I apologize for my tone.
Thank you.
I am asking you, what do you base your opinion?
And I'm telling you it's not my opinion. And I'm telling you that there's no way in, and forgive my language, there's no way in hell, there's no way in Satan's own hell that 1,500 people go out to Foley Square or anywhere else for that matter in New York on a rainy day in the year 2009 to start screaming about something that happened 8 years ago, even though, yes, it was 9/11 and that's bad, but it's not bad enough to get a crowd out there the size that this guy Hannity claims there was. I'm telling you, it didn't happen.
All right, so you saw the videotape today.
Yeah, it was clearly done it up. People don't care about 9/11 the way they used to. Let me explain this. It doesn't inspire us the way it used to. It doesn't inspire us anymore because it happened a long time ago. It happened many years ago. A lot of us are over it. We've moved on.
Well, a lot of us are not over it, Don. That's what I'm saying. If there's got to be at least 2,000 people that feel the way I do. I'm not over it.
There may be 2,000 people that feel the way you do, but they're not all in New York City. If we took all the people that feel the way you do out of New York City to protest the terror trials being held in New York City, maybe you get a couple of hundred people. Maybe, maybe on a good day when it isn't raining and it's a nice day for a walk. And let's go down to Foley Square and see what's up. People are not inspired by things that happened. People are not inspired by things that happened last month. You think they still care about 9/11?
You know, well, what happened last month that I'm supposed to get inspired about?
It doesn't make any difference. I'm telling you that the country is. You know, it's very frustrating for me to have to keep explaining myself over and over again. I told you, I'm an Emmy award-winning newsman. And
yeah, I had a scientist on last hour, Don.
Dr. Turner, I know him.
Okay. Who kept saying over and over, I'm a scientist, trust me, I'm a scientist, trust me.
I'm not saying I'm a newscaster, trust me.
That's exactly what you're saying.
No, I'm not. I'm saying there's no way in hell, no way in hell. I'm telling you right now. I forget that I'm a newsman. I'm telling you right now, there's no way in hell you get 2,000 people into Foley Square in New York to protest the 9/11 that people are trying every day to forget.
Not the way that you think they're trying to forget. Not the way you think they're trying to forget.
What does that mean? Not the way I...
You think that people are trying to forget because they're bored by it. People are trying to forget the horror of that day, and they're trying to put some kind of... give it some meaning in the sense of our own history. Let's take a break here. Don Berman from Channel 19. He's right. I was debating him.
Yeah, he didn't think he was going to come on and debate you.
Well, I'm sorry, but when he says to me that he has information that Sean Hannity dummied up videotape to show that there were 2,000 people in New York City this weekend protesting the terror trials, and that only maybe 200 people showed up, and the only way he has to prove that is to say there's no way in hell people in New York get that excited, or anybody gets that excited about 9/11. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. Don Berman from Channel 19 News on the line with us as we talk about the prospective terror trials coming up in New York of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and four other detainees who were going to be tried by a military tribunal at Guantanamo Bay, but instead will be tried in New York City. We'll be back. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous, record-breaking, groundbreaking Phil Hendry Show.
You really frost my ass.
It's the Phil Hendry Show.
Lame. Oh, yeah, you're lame. Nothing like those cats. They're lame. They're lame. Oh, God, they need a life. They're lame. 9/11 truthers suck. Blow it out your butt. All right, I copyright that idea. Right.
World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Our number is 877-877-877-876-PHIL. 877-876-PHIL. And we're online at philhendryshow.com with video and audio right now. Don Berman joins us from Channel 19 News as we discuss the protests this weekend in New York against the terror trials that are going to be held in New York of the detainees at Guantanamo, the primary figures in the planning of the 9/11 terror attacks, and most notably Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. You're claiming that you saw a Sean Hannity piece on Fox purporting to show 2,000 people, and you are saying that Hannity faked the footage.
Well, Sean Hannity is well known for doing that. I don't know if you remember, a couple of weeks ago, they proved that he had shown some fake footage of some other supposed rally that was going on. When I looked at this, and I saw, 1,500 people somewhere, and then along comes this guy, Mr. Hannity, to say that this was of the protests in Foley Square in New York, I immediately knew that this young man was once again lying. And Sean, remember that Sean Hannity can get away with the lie because he has the boyish good looks. He doesn't have a seasoned newsman look, but he does have the boyish good looks that every mother wants to, wants to pinch his cheek and sit him down to a glass of milk and a bologna sandwich. And that's all well and good, but I don't think that passes for journalism.
But, Don, you've made the charge that it was phony, and yet you have said...
So let me put it to you this way. 9-11, it was horrible. There's no question about it. When I think of that day, I am horrified. But it frightens us, and I don't think it inspires us the way Sean Hannity wants us to believe that it does, to the point where...
It doesn't inspire us.
It does inspire us to not want to have terrorism. But it's not going to get... I'm telling you right now, there's no way on God's earth, on the earth that God created, or so they say, that 2,000 people, when you say to them, oh yeah, there's going to be a terror trial about 9-11, oh well, I'm going to run right down there. No way. And that's based upon many decades of seasoned news work, and also based upon the fact that I have been watching this man, Hannity, and the games that he's playing, and looking at where I am, and, one and one doesn't make three, and that's what's happening here.
Looking at, what do you mean by you?
The fact that he is there and I'm where I am, that's like 1 + 1 = 3. That doesn't make sense.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. We're talking to Don Berman from Channel 19 News. Here's Joey in Charleston. Joey, go ahead.
You understand what I'm saying?
I guess. You're saying that Sean Hannity... Anyway, Joey, go ahead.
I'm saying Sean Hannity is where he is, and I should be where I am.
Yeah, go ahead, Joey.
I don't understand why we're spending all the money and everything to keep these people that are terrorists against our country. You know, I mean, they...
Did you go down and protest it, though? I know that you don't like the fact that... But are you going to get out of bed and go to New York and protest it? No, you're not.
No, I can't.
Well, this man's in...
Way.
He's in South Carolina.
Well, but you know what I'm saying.
Right.
You don't care that much. You don't. If you lived in New York, you don't care that much, do you?
Oh, yeah, yeah. If I lived in New York, I would be there protesting. I don't understand
All right,
why...
And that, I don't get that. I think that you and Mr. Hendry, you know.
I don't understand why we want to, spend all the taxpayers' dollars and all the time we spend on the radio and whatnot for, trying to justify what these people have done. There's no excuse for what they've done to our country.
Do you care that? Do you care that much?
What does that mean? Do you care that much?
Well, this guy is saying that he doesn't like that. But you're not all that much. That was 9 years ago, and of course, 9-11 was terrible. But
right.
Are you telling me that you care that much that this trial's being held in New York? I don't understand what this guy's saying.
He doesn't like the fact that it's being held in New York.
But he doesn't really care.
Yeah,
do
I
you?
Care. I don't understand why anybody cares about it. There should not be such a big deal about it. There shouldn't. They should just be dealt
Joey,
with. They.
You sound. You. If, in other words, your tone of voice is the following. If I said to you, "There's a rattlesnake crawling up your leg," you're saying, "Oh wow, that's really terrible." That's how you sound. You don't sound that scared. And that's why I'm saying to Mr. Hendry, while we're all horrified by what happened on September 11, 2001, we also we've got other fish to fry. And what do you think about Sean Hannity dummying up videotape?
You don't know that he did that.
There's no way he got... I don't know that he did that. I don't know that he did that.
No, you don't know that he did that.
I don't know that the sun rises in the east. Yes, I do.
that's not the same thing to say that Hannity faked videotape. You're saying that he faked the videotape, you know.
Oh, no. Right, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about bin Laden. Okay? I'm saying he should be found and dealt with.
Bin Laden, he's not even on trial yet. We haven't even found him. I think this gentleman...
All right, we'll be back. 877-876-PHIL.
Phil Hendry.
It's the Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL. 877-876-PHIL is our number here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show with Don Berman from Channel 19 News as we talk about protests in New York City surrounding the possibility, well, the reality, that there will be trials in New York City of these terror suspects, one of whom is Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, the primary tactician, if you will, the planner of this 9/11, this horror that we all lived through. And, Don, you're saying there's no way there were 2,000 people in Foley Square over and over and over again.
All right, you wanted me to prove it to you, and I didn't think that I'd have to. I thought that perhaps just taking my word for the fact that I've been a seasoned newsman, Phil, I understand. But, I, you know, listeners, they know what I'm talking about. Yes, 9/11 is terribly important to us, but people don't care as much. They're just not that upset anymore. And for Hannity to claim 2,000 people went out there to protest this, I am saying he's a liar, and he had some intern go into a file and pull out a tape, as he had done once before, and showed dummied-up videotape. But let me give you the proof. You're trying to tell me that on a weekend where Avatar is playing citywide in New York, 2,000 people are going to go down to Foley Square and scream and yell about some, you know, these camel dung shovelers, I'm sorry to say it that way, that they're going on trial.
Boy, that's not very objective of you as a newsman, Don.
You know what? Maybe it's that we want to go see Avatar so we can get some visceral satisfaction out of pretending that we're kicking some camel dung shovelers' ass, if you'll pardon my language.
So you're telling me that most people wanted to go see Avatar than go protest this?
Because you can sit in a theater and pretend... Do you understand that this is James Cameron and that... Who is what? James, you know who he is. James Cameron's a director.
He's directing Avatar.
Yes. Yes. Titanic? Ring a bell.
So what, man? I've got to blow that off in 5 seconds to go down and protest with some people about that terror trial thing.
Oh, so now we know your agenda. Now we know your agenda.
Don, it's not an agenda. I'm asking you why you don't believe 2,000 people will go down there.
Well, now we know why you think the way you think. Thank you. Thank you. I thought that you were being argumentative for argumentative sake, but now we know that you have a clear agenda, as Mr. Hannity does. And that's fine, but I would like you people to be a little bit more upfront about it.
I'm not dummying up videotape, and I'll tell you something else. I doubt seriously whether Sean Hannity did as well. Let's go to a phone call. We have Randy in Ocala, Florida. Randy, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Good evening. Go ahead.
Hey, how are you?
Mr. Hannity.
I'm fine, thank you.
When did it become Mr. Hannity?
Go ahead, Randy. With your.
I like Mr. Hannity, and I do believe people still care. I still care, incredibly so. People are even more upset that they would even bring these terrorists back to New York where it all happened. I think people care even more that they've done that. And I'm surprised there would be more than 2,000 people out there.
I'd like to believe you. I really would. But let me ask you this. And your name is Randy, correct?
Yes.
Yes, Randy. You have an opportunity. You can go down and protest with a couple of hundred people.
You don't know. There was 200 people. They claimed there were 2,000 people.
With dummied-up videotape.
You don't know that that was dummied-up videotape.
I'm asking the young lady a question. Would you go see Avatar, the new James Cameron-directed film?
No. I would be down there in New York protesting.
Well, you're in Ocala, Florida, so it would be up there.
You know what, Don? You can fool around with this all you want, but she answered your question.
All right, that's fine. But I, you know... She can say whatever she wants to ingratiate herself with the hosts of the show here.
Well, I don't think that Randy is trying to ingratiate herself with the host of the show. I think she's speaking her opinion, and that is that she would go to New York.
Uh-huh.
I absolutely
anyway, Randy.
Would.
Have you ever lied before in your life?
That
only one.
Why are you laughing? I'm asking, have you ever lied before in your life?
I'm not lying to you. I've never called in a radio show in my life. I heard this, and I couldn't believe that. You wouldn't think that people still
care. You know that what I'm saying is true, that most people don't care.
How do you say that most people don't care?
No, if they do care, then how come most people want us to pull out of Afghanistan? Thank you. All right. Score it. Score that one. That was easy.
Yeah, okay. Well, we're talking about something completely different.
From the baseline.
We're talking about a supposedly dummied up videotape where you're saying people don't care, and people do care.
Right.
People do care.
And people were out there in New York with the so-called dummied up videotape. Let's go over to Jack in Indianapolis. Jack, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Don Berman.
No, but she didn't respond to the question, but the statement that I made, which was most people want us to pull out of Afghanistan.
That's a tragedy. Go ahead. You're on the air, Jack.
I have a sign in the back window of my truck, a big sign. We will never forget. It has a picture. I have a big picture of the flag and the tires and the smoke coming from the tires. And I don't care if Sean Hannity stands on his head and spits nickels. If he can get people to remember, that's what's wrong with America. They forget too easy. They forget too easy. And I will never forget. I'll go to my grave remembering the tars. America needs to wake up because there's been too much forgetfulness on our part.
Sir, I'm sorry, your phone dropped out, and I swear it sounded like you said, I will never fart. And I know you didn't
say
that.
He said, I'll never forget.
I will never forget.
Forget.
Never forget.
Yes.
All right, and your phone dropped out.
And if I could hold it. If I could go there, and I had a way to go there, and could afford to go there, I'd go there if there was 200 people. I went to college for a lot less, and this was something that I don't know how America could ever forget, man. 3,000 people died.
Right, exactly. And those are the people in New York, okay?
Well, I don't care where they're from. They're Americans.
Yeah.
Here's the thing that makes me, you know, I have to question this. This gentleman says he'd go, but, you know, in other words, yes, he feels strongly, as we all do. But if he really cared, he would have gone to New York, but he didn't. He sat there in Indianapolis and did nothing.
He lives in Indianapolis, man.
I didn't know about it, sir.
All right,
if I'd known about it, I could have went. Sometimes you just can't go. You know, you got obligations in this life. You can't just jump and run.
Well, we all have excuses, don't we?
That don't mean that I wouldn't go, and there's a lot of people that would go, but I still support those that did go. They're Americans. They're wonderful. They're great. I don't care who they are. I love them. I don't love you because you're making accusations against Sean Hannity. He needs to be there to support himself.
Yeah. Well, I'm saying here basically that what Don's got no proof.
Are you denying that Sean Hannity brought in some fake videotape once?
Sean acknowledged the fact that they got some file tape on there that was wrong. Yes. But the fact is, that's not proof that he dummied up tape about this thing in Foley Square.
Well, this gentleman sounds like a lot of Americans. He cares, but he had something else he had to do. I don't know what that was, and I'm sure
I didn't know that it was going on. I don't know everything that goes on. I'm not God Almighty. I don't know everything.
You remember when we were kids, the dog ate my homework? This is what I'm hearing. I'm hearing the dog ate my homework.
This is a man who lives in Indianapolis, Indiana.
I'm hearing that America's been divided, and that's what they want, divide and conquer. They want Americans fighting against each other and calling each other liars and all kinds
of
junk. That's what they're up to, man. There's an agenda behind it. I don't care if Sean Hannity rolled on the floor and spit gobs of
nickels.
If he can make people believe or still remember what happened to those people, you just can't forget them people. What about the ones that's still suffering, man? The families, their loved ones is gone forever.
I think it's terrible that they're suffering.
Stop accusing people then.
But I'm not. I'm simply saying on a rainy Saturday in New York, are you going to go down to Foley Square or go see Avatar, which is in sneak preview?
I don't care if it was snowing a blizzard. I would go. I stood out in the rain before and protested for other things that I knew was going on. I just didn't know this was going on. Yeah, I'd go. 100 times over, I'd go, whether you believe it or not, pal. Bye-bye.
Why weren't you on websites and checking out to see if this was going? See, if he really cared, he would have...
If he really cared what?
He would have been on websites checking out if this thing was going on or not, but he didn't care, and he hangs up on me. You want to know why, Phil? Because as a journalist, I get to it. And what I was getting closer to the truth with him. If he really cared, he would have gotten to New York City.
He's in the middle of the country in Indianapolis, Indiana. You understand? You're telling me there's no way you could get 2,000 people to turn out for something in New York City. That's the biggest city in the country, all right? 8 million people living on that island, and people don't care enough.
Well, if he cared, he says he cared. If he cared, you can get yourself a round-trip ticket to New York, but he didn't. You know why he didn't? Because there was something else. And excuse me for saying this, it probably had something to do with wrestling. And that's all I'm going to say.
That's his, yeah, okay. So in other words, he lives in Indianapolis, so he's into wrestling.
Well, no, not necessarily, but he kept saying that, you know, something about how they were tires. I don't know what he meant by tires.
Terror. 877-876-PHIL with Don Berman here on the Phil Hendry Show. Here is Bob in Illinois. Bob, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Don Berman. Go ahead.
Yeah. Hey, that liberal you got in there for a reporter, I tell you what, he needs to wake up. By God, he doesn't understand. There's American people out here still pissed off about that deal. And like I said to that guy before, we are to line their asses up against the wall and shoot them on public TV to tell them, the people, what we are to do with terrorists. Yeah, I'm pissed.
Well,
I'll guarantee there's been at least 2,000 people.
Did you go to New York?
They probably got families over in New York City and wanting to make a statement.
Right. That's a point. There is a people here who lost people.
Did this gentleman, can I ask the gentleman a question?
Go ahead.
Sir, did you check flights from Bloomington to New York so you could be a part of the protest?
I didn't make that appointment because I'm out here driving for a living. I have to support my family. But by God, if it had been close enough,
there we go.
Off 2 days to get there and back home, I would have been there to protest. I guarantee you, I have protested before, and I will protest again. And I have
spent
my time in the military, and that's another thing that pisses me off. I guarantee you, you get enough people that's been in the Vietnam War, and you get them in the Korean War, and you get the people that's actually stood up for America. By God, we're sick and tired of people running over us.
Let me ask you something.
He dropped the S-bomb.
What did you protest, sir? You said you went to a protest. What did you protest?
Oh, I protested against the people that are sitting over here and running to college.
It was close by.
Whoa, listen. These liberals and people were standing up saying there ain't no God that we came from. I got over there and I protested. You know why? Because when I went to battle for the liberals in America, I stood up for God and country. I stood up for what my grandfathers come to America for. And I tell you what,
that's all very neat.
To stand for something, I'm going to stand. But when you liberals get in there, you'll fall for anything.
No, sir, I'm telling you that if given the opportunity, if I gave you passes to Avatar, you would have gone and seen that instead of gone up.
I don't even know what that is, to be honest with you.
It's a movie.
I don't know what it is. You know why? Because I've got my goal set higher than going out here to a theater to watch some movie or whatever this is you're talking about. I got a family to support. I ain't got time to sit there and screw around watching movies and going out to do all this piddly stuff.
It's a movie by James...
to keep America going and keep supporting the lazy bums that are out there doing nothing.
Good point. Very good point, Kevin.
Oh, good point. It's a movie by James Cameron, the man that made Titanic. And you wouldn't go see that.
Who are you talking about? James who?
Give me a break. You never heard of the movie Titanic.
I have no clue who you're talking about.
He doesn't know what it is. And you know what? Not everybody's life revolves around James Cameron, Don, and all this crap that you're talking about.
Crap.
Yeah, it's crap. Compared to people remembering 9/11, yes, crap.
Yes, well, I will tell both of you gentlemen, I think, missed the point. Kevin is there in Columbus, or excuse me, in, Bob in, is it Bob in Covington, or?
It's, I'm sorry, I misspoke. It's Bob in Bloomington.
Bob in Bloomington. Now, it's all very well and good to talk a big streak, but you didn't get up off your butt and get a bus ticket to New York.
He told you that the man, he's working for a living. Working.
We all just can't skip across country and take 2 and 3 days off work to go make a protest. But that doesn't mean we can't back those who went. And it doesn't mean that those that might have went, that we didn't help support. All right?
Say that again.
We don't know what we didn't do. But I think this. When time comes to fight, there's a lot of us Americans out here that's ready to go back to war if we have to be called to war. You know why? Because we know what it takes to keep America free. And as long as these terrorists are sitting over there spending our tax dollars to get a trial they shouldn't have never even got to, being fed in prison where they shouldn't even use this waterboarding crap. I tell you what, that ain't a joke. You don't have a clue as to some of the things that goes on to extract the information. How about drills in the kneecaps? How about cutting off fingers and pulling out fingernails? You want to find out what real waterboarding is? By God, we can show you what real waterboarding is. We can show you what...
All right, well, okay, well, thank you very much, President Bush. Phil, how did you get George Bush to call the show? It's nice to talk to you, Mr. President.
Why don't you just stop with your jokes, okay?
It sounded like George Bush to me.
Sounded like George Bush to you,
man,
huh?
I'm talking reality here. Don't you have any clue what the real world is like? Are you that blind
this is George the first.
You don't want to see? You guys are taking over people who should be alive.
You have the blinders on that you don't even know who James Cameron is. He made a film called...
He didn't want to...
I can't believe you're a reporter and you get a one-sided story like that.
This blows my mind. You need
to wake up.
I'm awake to the fact that...
You've been misleading America down the tubes for a long time.
The Bloomington, Indiana sneak preview of Avatar, and you don't want to go...
9/11 is what we're talking about.
I have no clue what that movie is.
All right, well, thank you very much, Mr. President.
Anyway, I appreciate your call, Bob. Thanks a lot, sir. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
What's with the whole Mr. President thing?
If that wasn't George Bush, you can kiss my... You know what, out on Main Street at high noon.
That was not George Bush.
The hell it wasn't. And here's the thing that I want to know. How do you get him and I can't get Bush?
It was a caller, man.
That was a caller. Yeah, it was a caller named George Bush.
There was a caller named Bob and... Hold on, 877-876-PHIL.
Oh, because you don't want to get to me anymore, huh?
Phil and...
If that wasn't George Bush...
Now, why am I looking at Channel 4 right now putting perfectly good bud into a frying pan?
Oh, my God. They're taking the best buds and they're going to cook it up.
Is this some kind of stupid how to cook marijuana show? Get out of here, man. First of all, make it legal, then show us how to cook it. Final couple of minutes here with Don Berman from Channel 19 News as we continue to talk about the prospective terror trial in New York and the outrage expressed by people in New York over the weekend. Don thinks it's manufactured. He says there's no way 2,000 or even 1,500 people showed up in New York to protest these terror trials. Here is Kevin in Columbus, Ohio. Kevin, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show, sir. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I just want to say this.
Yes, sir.
I think he's totally off base with what he's saying. I listen to a lot of talk radio and a lot of news, and I know... The fact that they're doing these trials in New York is probably one of the top controversies out there right now. And I think, you know, the fact that it's in New York City where these things happen, it's absolutely insane to think that 2,000 people or more would not show up. And beyond that, I have to agree with what you said earlier, Mr. Henry, is that this guy's not backing up his opinion with any kind of factual evidence. I mean, if he had some video footage of some other rally... that, you know, you could play side by side with with this, and you could say, look, these are the same people doing the same things, and it's a carbon copy, then, okay, that's factual evidence. That's proof that, Hannity has, you know, whatever, you know, lied about this. But, you know, to just say, oh, there's, you know, that can't happen because there's just no way that can happen, I mean, that's absolutely insanity. I mean, that's the example of the poor kind of reporting.
Let me say this to you, sir. First of all, it's radio. How can I show it? It's radio. How can I show it?
Well, that's not the point. You made the claim that it was dummied up.
Yeah, but how do I... This gentleman wants visual. How do I prove that? I don't have... It's not a TV set. And the other... The bigger issue... You sound like a young man. You know what I'm talking about when I'm saying Avatar, right? Okay.
No, I don't.
Well, he doesn't give a crap either.
He doesn't know? Where is he?
Columbus, Ohio.
Well, that's bigger than Bloomington, wherever that other guy.
What difference does it make, man? You're talking about a movie.
I'm talking about a week. The man that directed Terminator and the other one, Titanic. Here's a movie that is going to... And by the way, I've got to call into Mr. Cameron if he can take my phone call.
Phil Hendry.
Mr. Cameron?
Learn more at talkradionetwork.com.